Photoshop Wednesday number 24. Hello, this is John Chambers, and I'd like to welcome you to the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesday, a collection of short podcasts and tips and videos created especially for the Adobe Photoshop user. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. It's game time. Right now, GoDaddy has domain names for as low as $1.99. Plus, as a kickoff special, enter the code DETROIT when you check out and save $10 off any order of $50 or more. Hurry, this offer expires February 28, 2006. So here's how I generally explain the tool palette to a new user in Photoshop. It's very much like reaching around behind your back and selecting a tool out of a toolbox, for instance, a pencil. Now you can tell that it's a pencil, but you know nothing about its color, its hardness, its tip size, or any other options. So we'll need to go into the options palette and select things like brush tip, mode, opacity, flow, and even color from the color selector. So selecting all of these attributes can become very tiresome if you select the same things all of the time. So let's go ahead and set up our tools with a variety of different presets. So all we have to do is click once and have many settings change at one time. And we can save them and load them in at any point in time for later projects. So first of all, let's go ahead and set up our tool. First, in the foreground color chip, let's select a color. Then in brushes, go ahead and select a unique tip. At this point in time, we can also change the mode and the opacity. And if you're working in a tool that allows flow, you can also set the flow and airbrush effect. Now once all these attributes have been set, go all the way up into the upper left-hand corner of your screen, and you'll see the tool preset picker. Click on the down-facing arrow. Now on the right-hand side of this panel, find and click on the little square icon that will allow you to create a new preset from this brush. So in the new tool preset dialog box, you can enter the name of this brush. You also have the ability to turn on or off the color that you've chosen earlier, and go ahead and select OK. Now this brush preset appears in this list with other presets. Now currently we're only looking at the presets of this particular tool. At the bottom of this list, you can check or uncheck select current tool only, and you'll get a list of all your preset tools. Now if you'd like to have a floating tool presets palette, go into the Windows pull-down menu and select Tools Preset. Now in your tab well in the upper right-hand corner of your screen, you can now drag this panel loose and out into your screen. And in most palettes in Photoshop, in the upper right-hand corner, you have the right-facing arrow, where you can save presets and load presets back in. So now the easy part, putting one of these tool presets to work. So all you have to do now is select from the tool presets to very quickly change the tips of your different tools. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com, and be sure to check out the video for this tip now in both standard and iPod video formats at www.oneminutetip.com. See you next Wednesday.